Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. And the reason is this. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Mind you, that's before the meat is weighed and priced, which means more meat for your money. And it's top U.S. government grades of beef. It's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Yes, in Kroger cut beef, you get a better value in top grade beef. For example, take a specific cut of beef, say a Kroger cut chuck roast. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat. That means you get a better value because you get more solid meat, only a minimum of bone. Yes, you receive more meat, less waste, whether you buy a steak or roast. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Get Kroger cut beef. It gives you more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Life holds no fears for those who are in love. For life to those in love is an endless pageant of happiness, and happiness is a cloak against forgotten miseries. Lovely Penny Gibbs is therefore not aware that she's speaking to her worst enemy, as she says to Peg Martin.
Oh, Peg, I guess I'm acting like a child these days, but I can't help it. I've never been so thrilled and so happy in my whole life.
I hope you'll always be as thrilled and happy as you are right now, Penny. I wish I could put my thoughts into words, darling.
Oh, that isn't necessary. I know how you feel.
You really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you do.
Well, let's say I know how I feel if I were in your place and you were in mine.
I know you'd be happy for me, darling. And you're sweet to take for granted that I'm happy for you.
Look, Peg, you'll find your happiness. You'll find it someday. I know you will.
Every dog has its day.
Oh, stop.
Well, I do feel like an unwanted mongrel every now and then. But that's no criticism of you, darling. I just have to admit a certain amount of envy.
Oh, I don't see where being naturally envious makes you feel unwanted.
It isn't anything anyone said or done, Penny. It's my own imagination, I know, but after all...
Oh, Peg, I'm thoughtless. I shouldn't parade my happiness in front of you the way I do.
It's all right. I'm glad that one of us is happy. As I said before, I'll have my day, if I haven't already had it.
Darling, you didn't find happiness with Jim. That was anything but happiness. So yours is still in the future. Still waiting for you.
Where? I'd like to find it. Or do I have to sit around and wait for it to find me?
No one ever found anything waiting for it to do the finding.
How right you are. Maybe I should take your advice, take a flashlight and magnifying glass in hand, and go out on a search.
Look, you're making a joke of something very serious.
I'm sorry. Just don't want to take my own future too seriously. In fact, I've lost all interest in a future of my own. But one for my daughter, I...
You'd what?
Oh, nothing. Julie is the only worthwhile thing in my past, so she's the only reason I have to give consideration to the future.
Peg, you're awfully depressed. What's bothering you?
Nothing. Want to come out on the porch and sit in the swing?
No, I'd like to, but I have to dress for the evening.
Oh, it's the country club with Barry again tonight.
No, tonight we're going to his mother's for dinner.
Oh, I see. How is Mrs. Carlton?
Oh, still the spryest old lady in the world.
She's a charming woman, isn't she?
In a rather abrupt way.
Yes, isn't she, though? Mm-hmm. You sure you won't join me on the porch? It's a beautiful afternoon.
No, thanks. I have to hurry and dress.
Well, I think I'll sit alone and argue with my thoughts. If you need help, call me,
Mm-hmm. And cheer up, will you?
Oh, I will. I promise.
Good.
Oh, dear.
Hello, Peg.
Well, Mr. Keith of the house building, Keith. Hello. How are you?
Fine. Fine, thanks. I understand you need a little remodeling done in your kitchen after that fire yesterday.
Remodeling? I think rebuilding is more like it. Almost one whole wall was burned through.
Oh, it's that bad, is it?
Thanks to young Mr. Lang and a handy fire extinguisher, it wasn't worse.
Yeah, so I heard. Well, I'll have it looking like new in there before long. You won't even know you had a fire. Anyone special at all?
Oh, most everyone except Nora and Freddie. They went downtown to get a marriage license.
So soon?
They're being married in 3 weeks.
Well.
Everyone's on the wedding wagon except poor little Peg Martin. I guess she's had her day.
But, She's looking for another one, isn't she?
What do you mean?
Mind if I sit in the swing with you, Peg?
No, no, come on.
Thank you.
What do you mean, Johnny? What do you mean by saying I was looking for another day?
Aren't we going to swing?
Yes, yes, of course, if you want to.
You know, last time I sat here, it was with Penny, months and months ago. Or maybe it was years. It's hard to keep track of time.
Hard to get an answer out of you, too.
Do I owe you an answer?
You certainly do. You say I'm looking for another day. What makes you think so?
What makes an answer so important, Peg? Aren't we all looking for another day, a better day, a break, or whatever you want to call it?
Yes. You didn't mean that.
Well, what else could I have meant?
That's what I'm trying to find out. I saw a rather meaningful look in your eye when you said it.
Mm-hmm. And, I saw your friend George Lewis the other day. Maybe that's why I said it. Who is he, Peg?
I know who he is.
Oh, I know who he says he is and who you say he is and who everyone thinks he is, but, is that really who he is?
What makes you think he isn't?
The type.
Oh?
Well, he is a type, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He's a lot more talk than anything else. Mostly bluff, a lot of front, but he's all right. He wouldn't harm a fly.
Well, he's not interested in flies, that's why.
What are you trying to get at, anyway?
Well, do we have to stop swinging? I was enjoying that.
Well, I'm not enjoying those strange remarks of yours.
What's strange about them?
I don't like them.
Well, that doesn't make them strange. And besides, I don't know what I've said that you shouldn't like.
You're implying things about George that I don't like.
The way George has stayed around Rossville is implications I don't like.
I don't know what business that is of yours.
Well, Peg, aren't you getting a little excited over nothing? Or have I touched on something that isn't nothing?
You're insinuating things about a friend of mine.
Let's swing.
Johnny Keith, you have no right...
What's his game, Peg? What's he up to here, and how do you fit in?
I thought you were building up to something.
And I've hit on something, haven't I?
I don't know what you're talking about, and you don't either.
Peg, don't play me for a fool. Don't play any of us for fools. You know, just because we're small-town people who like to take things easy and like to think only the best of people, don't think we aren't well aware of the fact that some people are pretty rotten all the way through.
Are you looking at me for any special reason?
I'm looking at you for an admission that George Lewis isn't what he pretends to be and is what I suspect he is.
Well, what gave you these sudden suspicions? When you met him the other day, you seemed to like him.
Oh, he's easy to like, Peg. His type always is. That's what makes him so dangerous. Now, why is he hanging around and what's he involving you in?
Oh, I understand now. You think that, well, look, George is someone in my past who caused trouble and has come to Rossville to cause trouble for me again.
Well, what did you think I thought?
I didn't think anything.
Didn't you?
You still haven't come out with it all, have you?
No. Maybe I'd better.
Yes. Maybe you have.
Peg, you're Penny's friend, aren't you?
Do you have to make that a question?
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't question it, except that I don't like your friend George. And mostly because he is your friend.
Not so much as you think, Johnny.
You know, I have a feeling he's even a closer friend than I think. So let me tell you something, Peg. I don't know what his game is or how you fit into it, but I'm good at playing games myself, and I'm ready to come into the game at a moment's notice.
You're starting to be extremely insulting.
I don't mean to be. I'm just trying to warn you. Warn you or George or both of you. Well, thanks for the swing. It's been fun.
Just a minute, Johnny.
Uh-huh.
Just what do you think you're warning me about?
I'm warning you that I'm going to keep an eye on George Lewis. Frankly, he looks like a clip artist to me, and I think he's hanging around Rossville because he's found an interesting victim.
Me?
Oh, now, don't be funny, Peg. Wide-eyed innocence doesn't become a woman of your age, beautiful as you are.
You can certainly be nasty when you want to, can't you?
Well, I'm not being nasty, Peg, and I don't want to be. I like you. I just want you to do, well... I don't want you to do anything to make me dislike you.
What makes you think I will?
Your friend George is a persuasive type. He may talk you into believing that Penny and her family and friends are easy prey, but we're not, Peg. And maybe you ought to tell him so. And if he doesn't believe you, tell him to come to me about it. I'll convince him. And in terms I think he'll find awfully easy. This wall took an awful beating from that fire, Penny. It'll have to be torn out and completely rebuilt.
Yeah, I can see that, Johnny. When you scrape it like that, it just falls apart, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Will it cost very much?
Oh, I'll give you a good price.
Yeah, you're a nice man to know.
Aren't all men nice to know?
Mm-hmm. Johnny.
Speaking of men, what do you think of Peg's friend?
George Lewis?
Mm-hmm.
Rather like him. Why?
I don't.
Why not?
Oh, I just don't. And I've noticed a definite change in Peg since he's been around.
Oh, Johnny, not you too.
What do you mean, me too?
I mean, Freddie keeps telling me that Peg's going to cause trouble for me, and not you.
Well, for once I think Freddie may be right.
What's the matter with you two?
Maybe Freddie sees the same jealousy in Peg that I do. And Penny, she's burning with jealousy. And this fella, George, is just the type to take advantage of her feelings and... Well, you can guess the rest.
I certainly can't. I can't even guess what you're talking about. Look, Peg Martin's a fine girl. She's been one of my best friends for years. I even knew her before I knew you.
And that doesn't mean one thing.
It does to me. Peg is the most loyal person I've ever met. Johnny, why would she suddenly want to cause trouble for me?
Well, to be blunt about it, Peg doesn't want to cause trouble. She just wants what you're going to get. And by that, I mean Barry Cogman.
Johnny, I won't listen to such nonsense.
Penny, believe me.
I'll believe just one thing in regard to Peg Martin. I'll believe that she's sincerely happy that I'm going to marry Barry, and if she's envious of my good fortune, that's only natural. But no one, George Lewis, or anybody else, is going to make her do anything to hurt me in any way. Much less take Barry away from me. And I will not listen to anyone who tells me differently.
All right, Penny, I'm sorry. I just hope I won't be sorry I didn't press the issue further and make you see what I'm sure is there to see.
George Lewis, please. George. George, it's Peg. I've got to talk to you. No, I'm not at the house. I'm at the corner drugstore. You better get out of town, George. You're spoiling everything. I don't want to argue about it. I tell you, I don't want to... All right. Sure. You come to the house and get me this evening. We'll go to dinner and I'll tell you about it then.
Has Johnny Keith accidentally frightened Peg Martin and therefore saved Penny Gibbs from an impending tragedy? Or is Peg still going ahead with her plans? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. That's right. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. For example, if porterhouse steak is your favorite, you'll find that at Kroger's you don't pay steak price for stringy ends and waste. The Kroger method of cutting beef removes the long stringy end and excess waste before the steak is weighed and priced. But see for yourself by visiting your Kroger store. Notice that you get more meat, less waste. And it's top U.S. government grades of beef. Beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. Yes, everybody's happy when you go to your neighborhood Kroger store for Kroger cut beef. Your family loves the deliciousness, the juicy flavor of Kroger beef. You love the way it cooks up so perfectly. And your pocketbook loves the fact that Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. Get some without delay. Get Kroger cut beef and get more meat, less waste, at your neighborhood Kroger store. Be sure to listen in tomorrow, same time, same station, for another absorbing transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.